Les Paul and Mary Ford and Woody Herman and his orchestra are at the Armory. Let's go to town. Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard, and my buddies and I have been saving places for you in the Armory because we know that you don't want to miss a note of music by Les Paul and Mary Ford.
We'll try not to miss any notes ourselves.
At least we won't leave them littering up the Armory when we leave.
There doubtless will be enough notes left over for our band of the month, Woody Herman and his orchestra.
And the notes we've scrounged together right now spell out boo-hoo.
How many of you veterans would like to cash in on that know-how that you've got in the service? Well, you can, believe me. The National Guard is looking for fellas with your experience, and they make it well worth your while, too. When you join the Guard, you'll get a full day's pay for training a couple of hours a week, plus full pay for those 2 weeks at camp every year. And you'll be serving with your friends and neighbors in your own hometown unit, which means that you can hold down a job or run your business at the same time. There are lots of other benefits, too. So contact your local National Guard unit and get all the facts.
Very nicely said, Eddie. You certainly have a way of talking about the Guard.
Thanks, Mary. And I've noticed that you have a way of talking about Les's guitar playing.
After your talk about the Guard, I'm thinking of having him learn the manual of arms with it.
We'll settle for the usually unusual Paul treatment of something like mandolino.
Thank you.
Here's a title that strikes a familiar chord to just about any guardsman that you're likely to meet. It's called Whither Thou Goest. Chopper's Mambo means that it's time for us to Mambo right out of the armory, Chop Chop. But not before we say thanks a million to Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Eddie, we're always glad to plink a few plunks for the guard.
You bet. I'll sing out for the guard anytime.
And we bow low to our band of the month, Woody Herman and his orchestra.
Just give the herd the word, Eddie, and we'll move right in anytime.
Thanks a lot, all of you. And right now, I want to introduce to you Major General Edgar C. Erickson, Chief of the National Guard Bureau, who has a message of interest for all of us.
Thank you, Corporal Carter. It is a great pleasure for me to be here today, particularly as it gives me an opportunity to say a few words of thanks to all of you who have so generously contributed to the success of this show. First, I'd like to express the warmest thanks to this radio station, whose unstinting help in every way, including the contribution of Radio Time, has helped make our National Guard recruiting program a success. Many people may not be aware of the vital part the broadcasting industry has played and continues to play in our national defense. We of the National Guard are keenly aware of it, because without radio's unselfish cooperation, our task would have been made many times more difficult. We are not only aware of radio's help, we are also deeply grateful for it. Whenever you of the listening audience tune in on your local radio station, I hope you will realize that it's not only a medium of fine entertainment, but also a very conscientious public servant. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank all of you listeners for your faithful support of this program and through it of your effort. You can all be proud of your Army and Air National Guard, proud of the officers and men who comprise your own hometown unit. Keep your guard up. Support your National Guard.
Thank you, General Erickson. This is the last program of this current series, but the Armory won't be gathering dust. We'll be drilling here every week until the new series starts. We'll see you then. Meanwhile, this is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies in the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land.
Announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.